Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. How great is our God? And I'm expecting great things. Hallelujah. I don't know about you on this line on this morning, but we definitely know how great our God is. And I'm expecting great things. Oh, just begin to claim it for yourself even on this morning. God, we are expecting great things. Hallelujah. For our eyes have not seen, neither have ears heard, and haven't even entered into the heart of man yet the great things that you have in store for your people. I ask you now, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would decrease me, that your Holy Spirit can increase in and through this line even on today. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Give a word, oh God, that is going to cause us to think. A word, oh God, that is going to cause us to come into that perfect alignment with you, God. We ask you now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you would use me for whatever it is that you want to say. Oh God, I give you glory, honor, and praise on today. For you are truly an amazing and a mighty God. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. I think I got a witness to that on today, that what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. If I had to give this message for today a title, it would be Twisted Salvation. It would be Twisted Salvation. We are in a time, people of God, where you've got to know that you know that you know that you know that you know you know that you are saved. I clearly heard God say in my time of prayer, as I was asking the Lord, what do you want me to talk about? I heard him say, Twisted Salvation. So many times, people of God, you know, the world have a twisted view of what salvation is, what salvation truly is all about. When we think about sometimes having a strong foundational basis of our Christian walk, sometimes it may be that the lack of understanding of some things may not quite be there. For years, we've heard only a part of Romans chapter 10 being read. They will say, you know, Romans 10, 9, 8 and 9, or 8 through 10, or something like that. But they never really read the whole thing. So on today, first let's go to the book of Luke chapter number 19. Find that, put your finger right there. But also, I want you to find and mark Romans chapter 10. We're going to look at that in its entirety. Twisted salvation. Jesus didn't come for those who had it all together, but he came to save those who were lost. Let's take a look at Luke 19. Here we find Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. A man was there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. He tried to see who Jesus was, but was not able from the crowd because he was little in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. When Jesus came to the vicinity, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for today I must remain at your house. So he hurried and came down and received him joyfully. When they saw it, they all murmured, saying, he has gone to be the guest of a man who is a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, Lord, I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have taken anything away from anyone by false accusation, I will repay them four times as much. Jesus said to him, today, salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Turn, if you will, with me over to the book of Romans, chapter number 10. And we're going to look at this chapter in its entirety. And the word of the Lord says, brothers, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. For I testify about them that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, they did not submit to the righteousness of God. Christ is the end of the law unto righteousness for everyone who believes. For Moses writes about the righteousness which is based on the law. The man who does those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is based on faith says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down. Or who will descend into the deep? That is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. This is the word of faith that we preach, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, who believes in him will not be ashamed. For there is no distinguishing between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is generous toward all who call upon him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him, and whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Somebody say, twisted salvation. And how shall they preach unless they were sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring good news of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? For then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, they have not heard. Yes, indeed, their voice went into all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. But I say, did Israel not know? First Moses says, I will make you jealous by those who are not a nation, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. And Isaiah is very bold and says, I was found by those who did not seek me. I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me. But to Israel, he says, all day long I have stretched out my hands to a disobedient and contrary spirit. Twisted salvation. Some may ask the question, or some may say, Apostle, we already know what salvation is. I'm saved. I don't need to know anything else about salvation. Well, I beg to differ on today. What is truly salvation, and what is it all about? Salvation is deliverance, preservation from sin and its consequences, believed by Christians to be brought about by their faith in Christ. It is the removal of sin that it would separate us from God. Salvation denotes victory, saving from the wrath that we were destined for through Jesus Christ our Lord, attained by God's grace and His mercy. Salvation involves a drawing, which is a repositioning of posture or of our mind. Salvation involves true repentance. That is when we actually turn from sin and we turn towards God. It is a changing of the mind about sin and about Christ. It is the moment of salvation. It's the moment of transformation. It is the moment that we have a life-altering encounter with God. It is a call on the name of the Lord to be with us, to lead us, to guide us, so that we can be Christ-like. It is the onset of divine revelation or relationship with God. And when I was looking at the story of Zacchaeus, the Bible talked about how Zacchaeus was short in stature. He was a little man. God says, we as the people must stop looking at stature. Stature, when he said stature, I was like, God, why stature? He said, because salvation is not based on your size. It is not based on your position. It said Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector. That means he was high up in ranking in that scale of tax collecting. And the Bible says, and he was rich. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter how many people you even have an opportunity to assist. Twisted salvation. Twisted salvation will cause us to think a different way. It will thwart our thinking when it comes to God and the things of God. In the book of Luke, chapter number 19, we find that Zacchaeus, he had heard about Jesus passing through, and he got up into the tree because he was so short. He was curious about God and the things of God. He just knew that it got to be more to than just tax collected. It got to be more to the fact that I'm rich now. So apparently, because the Bible gave his occupation and it said the word and, that let us know that his richness was connected to his occupation. Come on here, somebody. Are y'all hearing what the Lord is saying today? Twisted salvation. A lot of times people have a twisted mindset of what it means to be saved. People will say, all I have to do is go to church. We listen to the word, but do we hear what God is saying to us through the word? Somebody say twisted salvation. All I have to do is be kind to people. Twisted salvation. Some may say, well, Apostle, I feed the hungry and I give to the poor, but God said, works will never save us. Twisted salvation. Some will say, well, Apostle, I got baptized when I was 10 years old, but they haven't even entered into a church since that time. Twisted salvation. Some will think that if they keep on sinning or they live a sinful, contrary lifestyle to the righteousness that can only come through Jesus Christ, that's the end of it. Twisted salvation. We can put stipulations or mandates on God. Twisted salvation. We are ashamed of Him. Even when we're out in public with our friends, our co-workers, and we compromise and we do this and we do that. Twisted salvation. We are ashamed of Him. We put stipulations on God, who we think God is to us, or who we think God can use. Twisted salvation. I can worship the God I created in my mind. Twisted salvation. We don't need a preacher. We can go, we can read the Bible on our own. We can look at all the televangelists that come on TV. I don't have to go around the saints. Twisted salvation. No relationship, but casual with God. Twisted salvation. Are y'all hearing what the Lord is saying on today? But God said there are two facts about salvation, and there are two vital components to it, and that is your mouth, and the other one is your heart. We got to know what to say. We got to know what to do, what we believe. With the heart, one believes. With the mouth, one confess. Life changes, regeneration, when we are truly saved, come forth in our life. There's that regeneration or that born again experience where we no longer do what the things that the world do, but now we are living in the newness of God. You see, Zacchaeus' salvation was twisted. He did not have his things into the proper perspective. He thought that his salvation could be earned. When he said, people saw him, and they saw him communicating with Jesus. So Zacchaeus stood and they were throwing accusation against him. Well, he ain't nothing but a sinner. I can't even believe that Jesus is wasting his time with Zacchaeus. Have you ever heard somebody say he ain't nothing but a crook? He was a chief tax collector. And Zacchaeus heard all of the chitter chatter that was going on. So he was trying to bargain his salvation with the Lord. He said, "Look, Lord, I'll give all my possessions to the poor. And if I have taken anything from then by false accusations," he already knew that he had falsely put taxes on the people. He said, "I will even repay them four times as much." So when the Bible says Zacchaeus was rich, he had became very wealthy off of his occupation. But how many of y'all know today you can't buy salvation? You can't earn salvation. Many are like Zacchaeus. They hear about Jesus. They get curious. Some even peep around at God. Deep in his heart, though, he really wanted the Lord. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Keep your heart with all diligence." The word diligence means be careful at your work. You must be consistent in what you do. And you have to put forth an effort in it. When we think about our salvation, we have to be careful with our works. We have to be consistent in what we do. And we have to put in our effort with God. Do y'all hear what the Lord is saying today? For out of the heart flows the issues of life. He was running from God at first. It started out, he was curious, and then he had heard Jesus was coming through, and he began to run from God, just like what some of us will do sometimes. We're curious, and we began to run from God. But Jesus felt a tugging within him. So Jesus was looking for Zacchaeus as he was coming through. He wasn't concerned about the fact that Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector. He wasn't concerned about the fact that he was rich or even that he got rich from being a tax collector. Zacchaeus apparently was not satisfied in the state that he was in. He found that I got prestige in my occupation. He had discovered that his riches wasn't even doing it for him at this point. He had twisted salvation. Come on here, somebody. Do you hear from what the Lord is saying right here? I wish I had a praying church. Jesus called him and told him to come by. I'm stopping by. I'm going to remain. I'm going to occupy at your house. Somebody may say, well, Apostle, what does that mean when the Lord say, I'm going to occupy your house? That means that God is saying, I'm going to come by and see about you. I'm going to sup with you. I'm going to speak to you. I'm going to bring you into right relationship with me. Come on here. He gave him the opportunity to be delivered. Jesus knew that what Zacchaeus had going on. Jesus knew who he was. He saw his flaws and all. But he said he was giving him an opportunity to be delivered. People, Lord Jesus, people saw what happened and they began to murmur. Jesus had gone to the house of a sinner. I can't believe you, Jesus, that you're going to deal with him. That one right there that is a crook, you're going to deal with him? Busy bees always in somebody else's business about what Jesus is trying to do in somebody's life. Come on here. But Zacchaeus was determined. He had his mind made up. I'm not going to let nobody get in my way of getting what I need from God. Somebody need to hear what the Lord is saying today. Because too many times, people of God, we are on our way with God. We're trying to get somewhere in God. And then all of a sudden, people begin to murmur and complain. People begin to rattle out what you got going on. But I hear God saying today, stay your course. You see, Zacchaeus had a need. He needed to be saved. He had a need. He had a need to be delivered. He had a need to be set free. He needed an alteration in his life. He had gotten to a point where he was desperate. Do I have any desperate listeners today? He was willing to even repay everyone that he had illegally taxed by four times. He had money, but he still needed Jesus. Jesus told him, today, salvation is coming to your house. Jesus came for those that was lost. Zacchaeus, you see, the thing about Zacchaeus was this. Zacchaeus was in the lineage of Abraham. Therefore, he had an inheritance and he had a right to salvation. Come on here. I need y'all to get this today. You see, when you are in the lineage of Christ, you have a right to be blessed. You have a right to be set free. You have a right to be delivered. Come on here, somebody. The Lord is trying to speak to somebody today. You better stop allowing people to cause you to miss what God got for you. You see, Zacchaeus had to press past what he had going on. He had to press past the naysayers. He had to press past the speculators. He had to press past the interrupters. He had to press past it because he needed salvation. He cried out. He sought out Jesus. And Jesus received him. Come on here. Come on here, somebody. Come on here. You got to understand that when you are seeking God, God will find you. God will come through for you. God will meet you. See, we got to get rid of the twisted salvation. You see, sometimes we as a people want to decide who God's going to save. We don't have the right to decide who God is going to save. We don't have the right to decide who God is going to bless. We don't have the right to decide what God is going to do. You see, Zacchaeus was in the lineage of Abraham. And we know that the seed of Abraham is what? Blessed. Let's not get salvation twisted. Jesus didn't come for those that already had it together, but he came for those who were separated from him. Now, because Zacchaeus was in the lineage of Abraham, somewhere along the pathway, he got separated. It could have been that somebody in his family line had separated or got out of alignment with God, but somewhere along the way, he got separated from God. We find in the book of Romans, chapter number 10, you see, because sometimes people, we hear only that scripture in verse number 9 and 10, and we forget all about what was happening before, and we forget all about what was happening after. The scripture says right here, brothers, my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. That is God's desire for everybody on this line today. That you be delivered, that you be set free, and that you walk in your salvation from the Lord. He said, but I testify about them that have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. You hear that? He said, I'm testifying now about how God brought through just because people had a desire that they wanted God. Not because of what they knew he could do, but because of who he was. Come on here. Some of y'all have a desire for God and you want God just because of who he is. You want to be set free from the oppressor. Oh, say, the oppressor will oppress you. The oppressor will keep you in bondage. The spirit of oppression was upon the people, even from the time that God brought them out up until the time of their salvation. It says, but salvation is available to all. I don't know if you have captures in your body, in your Bible, but I need y'all to get this today. Salvation is available to all. Deliverance is available to all. Who God, help us Jesus today. It says it is available to all. It said for Moses, right about the righteousness, which was based on the law. We knew that the people couldn't keep all of the law of Moses. So Jesus had to come on the scene. Come on here. And it was through Jesus Christ and his righteousness that one can obtain salvation. I need y'all to get this on today. Twisted salvation. Oh God, I hear you. You see, because some may think that they're saved, but they don't know God. You see, some may think that they're in the right place with God because of their position. Some may think that they're in right position with God because of title. Some may think that they're in right relationship with God because they got a lot of money. They're looking at the statue, but they're not looking at the focus. You see, salvation comes by faith in God. Many don't even have faith to believe God for themselves. Oh, say kana mashanda. But yet they claim that they are saved. There's no fruit of the Spirit in operation in their life. They never change from their old vindictive, wicked ways. So are they really saved? Twisted salvation. Come on here. But the Bible says, yet salvation is available to all. The Bible also talks about how the roadway to heaven is narrow, but the gateway to hell is wide. Many may think that they're going to heaven, but it's on their way to hell. Come on here. You see, we need to get out of this mentality of a twisted salvation. The Bible, it goes on and it says, many want to bring Christ down to their level, and many want to bring him up to their standards. They create the Christ within their minds that they want to serve and that they want to believe in. They want to think that God is going to dip this one to hell, but yet they're liars, they're cheaters, they're whoremongers, they're thieves, they're backbiters and they're backstabbers, they're mass manipulators. Come on here. But yet they think that they're saved. But the one that really is seeking God, they want to throw cobblestones at them. Am I talking to anybody here today? Twisted salvation. And the word of God says, but what does it say? The word is near you. The word is near you. That means the word is right here for you to read it for yourself. Don't take nobody's word for what the word say. The word is near to you, in your mouth and in your heart. Come on here. Let's get what God is saying, even right here. If you really want to know if somebody's saved for real, listen to how they talk. Because what's in their heart, y'all, is going to be what's going to come out of their mouth. All you got to do is listen to somebody long enough. You'll see what the desires that are even in their hearts. Just listen to them for a little while. You can learn a lot about a person's salvation by listening to them. The Bible says it's near to you, in your mouth and in your heart. This is the word of faith that was being preached. Hallelujah. That if you could do what? Confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Many are still putting Jesus on a tree. The Bible says cursed is everything that hangeth from a tree. We're not hanging from a tree. I don't know about you, but I'm not hanging on nobody's tree. True salvation will free you from hanging on a tree. It says, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with their mouth confession is made unto salvation. You see, sometime with twisted salvation, your mouth is saying one thing, but it's something else in your heart. Oh, God. Oh, God. He said, it's your mouth is saying one thing, but your heart is reflecting the desires of what's going on with you. Look at what it says right here. For the scripture says, whoever believed in him would not be ashamed. So why is it that we don't want people to know that we are even Christians, or that we are ministers, or that we are this or that we are that? Twisted salvation. For there is no distinguishing between the Jews and the Greek. God is no respecter of person. For the same Lord over all is generous toward all who call on him. For everyone. It didn't say this one or that one. The Bible says, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So if you're calling on the name of the Lord, he's going to deliver you. If you're calling on the name of the Lord, he's going to heal you. If you're calling on the name of the Lord, he's going to come through for you. How then shall they call on him if they've not believed? You see, sometimes people of God, we're calling on God, but we don't even believe in the God that we're calling on. How shall they believe in him who they've not heard? We don't position ourselves to hear the word. We try to do it all on our own. How shall they hear without a preacher? I'm trying to help somebody here today. So for those that think that they can stay home and do it all by themselves and you don't need a preacher, twisted salvation. The Bible goes on and it says, how shall they preach unless they've been sent? Oh, God. Twisted salvation. So many give themselves names. So many give themselves titles. Haven't been authorized by God. And haven't been sent, because half of them not even saved for real. Oh, God. help us here today, Lord. And the Bible says, as it is written, how beautiful of the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring good news of good things. Help us, Jesus, today. But they have not obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Have you not heard? Have we not heard what the Lord is saying to us? Their voice went into all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. But I say, did Israel not know? For first Moses says, I will make you jealous by those who are not a nation, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. And Isaiah is very bold and says, I was found by those who did not seek me. How many of us on this line today is bold about the things of God? We as the people of God, the women and the men of God, we must stop dumbing down the word of God to appease a lost, twisted salvation. Come on here. It says, I was found by those who did not seek me. I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me. But to Israel, he says, all day long, I have stretched out my hands to a disobedient and contrary people. Twisted salvation. You see, Zacchaeus had a twisted salvation because he was using his stature. He was using his position. He was using what he had. He was using what he thought made him prominent or prosperous as the means of his salvation. But I hear the Lord saying on today that my people need to shift their focus to our faith. You see, there are 5 steps of salvation. Let's not get our salvation twisted. And y'all may say, I've heard this all before, but the Lord said you needed to hear it again. Because sometimes, not only do we have our salvation twisted, but we got other people's salvation twisted as well. First, we need to repent. That means to acknowledge our sin before an almighty God and ask for God to forgive us. Repent, because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We need to confess with our mouths and believe in your heart that Jesus died, he rose, and that he will return again. And then we have to believe God has forgiven you in your heart. Believe that he will fulfill his promises unto you. And if you're not baptized, then you need to get baptized. And for some, you may be baptized, but you may need to rededicate your life to the Lord. If you are not connected, you need to get yourself connected so you can grow with other believers through a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church and stay there. 5, you need to pursue God actively daily by praying regularly, by reading his word, and by serving God's people. Some people may say even on today, Apostle, I got baptized 20 years ago, and I'm saved. But God said, your heart is not right. Oh, God. He said, your heart is not right. Your heart is not right. Your heart is not right. God is saying today, people, we need to repent and get at heart right. Hallelujah. Get your heart right. Don't allow a title, Twisted Salvation, to fool you into thinking that you are exempt from God. Because, baby, you're not. I'm not exempt. Nobody on this line is exempt today from God speaking to us. Repent. Because you haven't fully accepted him in your heart. You need to relinquish some stuff in your heart to God. If you're walking around with anger, malice, bitterness, strife, enviousness, and all of this stuff in your heart, the Lord is saying today, you need to get your heart right. You need to get your heart right. If you're holding on to stuff that happened 20 years ago, you hold on to stuff that happened last week, God said you need to get your heart right. Because that's twisted salvation. We can't have a heart like that and think God is pleased with us. Two, if you're on this line today and you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart, but your salvation is twisted, today will be a good day to rededicate yourself to the Lord. Repent from falling short and get back on track with God and do better. Christ is soon to return, and he's walking up and down our streets even right now. Many are about to have life-altering encounters with him. He's coming through, y'all. He's coming through to save those which are lost. And he's coming through for a church, a people without a spot or wrinkle. Glory to God today. Father, we just want to bless you and praise your name on today, because you are the great I am. God, I don't even know why you had me to go back and talk about salvation. But one thing that I know for sure, God, I heard you clearly. God want us to analyze on today what is in our heart. God want us to analyze what is in our hearts right now. Don't allow your stature. Twisted salvation. Don't allow your stature to make you think that you are exempt from the word of God. Don't do that, people of God. You are playing Russian roulette with your own life when you do that. But on today, make a conscious decision that, God, I'm going to surrender my all to you. I want to know about this born again experience. I want to be born not of the flesh, but of the spirit, God. So God, I ask you now that you would change my heart. Oh God, I ask you now, God, that you would change my walk. I ask you now, God, that you would change my heart. Because even your character is a reflection of your talk. God, on today, deliver your people, God, from the wiles of the wicked one. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principality and things of darkness and the rulers of darkness of this age. God, help us, help love abound even the more in our life. Let us, God, even as we're ending out Black History Month, let us not be enslaved to the yoke of the oppressor. Oh God, let us not be ensnared by the tricks and the tactics of the wicked one. But God, help us to represent you well. Help us, God, today to be saved for real. True salvation and not a twisted salvation. God, I give you the glory and the honor on today. I give your name the praise, because truly you are an amazing and a mighty God. I ask you, Lord, today to stop by our homes on today. And if there's anyone that's under the sound of my voice on today, because I don't know who's on this line, it doesn't even matter who's here. But if they've never accepted you, Lord, as their personal Lord and Savior for real, God, I ask you to stop by their house and sup with them today. Let them have a life-altering encounter with you. And God, I thank you today. I give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. And God, if there's someone on this line today that may have been in a separated state from you, may have backslidden or fallen into this ensnarement or the tricks or the tactics of the wicked one, God, I stand in agreement with them even now as they rededicate their lives back to you. If that is you on today, just wherever you are, allow the Lord to minister to your heart today. I'm telling you, people, allow the Lord to minister to your heart today. Oh, I hear you, God, clearly. Allow the Lord to minister to your heart today. And whatever evil is in your heart, allow the Lord to take it out. Allow the Lord to take it out. Allow the Lord to take it out. Oh, don't let the oppressor, don't let the oppressor of the ancestors keep you bound today with anger and madness and frustration. Whatever it is that you got in your heart today that is separating you from God and that is separating you from your salvation, give it to the Lord today. Oh, he's coming through for you today. He's coming through for you today. Receive him and let him sup with you. God, I give you glory. I give you the honor and I give you the praise. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.